The blind chicken syndrome. Even a blind chicken will find a seed here and there. But it may die before it finds enough to survive. There are statistics that before someone become a millionaire or billionaire, they went through a few bankruptcies. One could surmise that it's a rule. But what no one is saying, at least I haven't heard, is the blind chicken rule. If you learn to see through trial and error what there is to see, in business, in relationships, in health, then your next try will have more chances to succeed, if you put in practice what you saw. There is something about the learning that is unusual, it is nonverbal. If and when the person turns what they saw into words, rules, the learning disappears. Some soul corrections are more prone to verbalize than others. And for these verbalizer people there is no chance to learn unless they stop verbalizing. Why is this? Because verbalizing is now replaces being present, being alert, being discerning. And because of this the person can, now, go through the next experiment all the way to failure, without ever noticing what they are doing. Painful to watch. It's countercultural to have nonverbal learning. A very verbally focused soul correction person will have a difficult time with that. Not that they are less intelligent. They just think that talking is what it is about. That talking is intelligent. That turning experiences into words is what life is about. It is not. Most people who are good at doing things, have to struggle to find words around what they do. Why? Because about 90% of what you do to be successful is nonverbal. Even for someone who seemingly earned their living with words, written or spoken, like myself. If you are one of these inquat, verbally focused inquat, soul corrections, you need to control your tendency to inquat, crystallize inquat, what you see and what you think you are learning, so you don't block the flow. So that you can learn and grow. Another symptom of this type of person is working from a faulty premise. They think, if I can think it, it is so. If I can think it, it is almost reality. If I think I am good, then I am good. If I say I am grateful, then I am. We could say that they are the ideal buyers for the law of attraction / manifestation scam. They look at words as reality, while they have a really poor relationship with actions. The kind of actions that words can replace. The actions that would produce the results they want. I have observed a few of these blind chicken people. They have no problem seeing that a physical thing that needs to be built, needs to be built. A yard project, no problem. Moving house, no problem. Fixing a computer, no problem. But creating sales, or anything that doesn't feel physical, they fall for the words, time and time again. What is the real price they pay for building word realities? Really two kinds. 1. They never learn anything because they stop looking. In fact, I think, they cannot look and see without guidance. Blind chicken is a really fitting label. With one big missing, they resist being guided. They resist feedback. They don't want to learn from the feedback. Their relationship to it, I agree / I don't agree. 2. Using words to inquat, create and crot, and believe that that is all they need. This puts them squarely in the desire trap. And trust me, that is a nasty place to live. Although Landmark Education doesn't intentionally cater to the blind chicken people, 70% of their participants are of that persuasion. Never taking any actions, being able to repeat the words, but never actually living them. There is a part 2 of this rant about blind chickens. If the same thing keeps on happening to you. If you are someone whose life is a series of similar incidents that cause anguish, a sense of futility, hopelessness, and powerlessness, this course is perfect for you. You need to learn wordlessly. I am planning to teach wordless learning, wordless observation in a new course. It includes the restructuring of the brain, really, and a ton of exercises, to the effect that the participant becomes able to learn and grow, something they never could before. Here is a bonus I have never offered. If you get the feelings workshop, the recordings and the 2 live session, I'll give you a 30-minute one-on-one consultation, sold every day for $140. You can use it for any topic. Deadline, August 7th, Friday, midnight. Why? Because many of you don't believe that I can help you. Often in just one short conversation people convert themselves to customers. I don't actually sell. I accept you as a student. Why? Because you can see that I can help you, even if you consider yourself different, special, or not needing it. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com / 1/feel.